have said to you so many times. The same thing in a different way. This is your choice, your step-by-step choice within your time. Created illusion. This is how you can understand what it is I am saying. Your words in a single form mean nothing to us. They are just words. They are your created illusion, your form of communication. They mean nothing to us. It is the emotional feeling, the emotional energy, the frequency behind the words that is important. And it is you that will create those words from that energy that we place in the box, the transmitter, the receiver box. And as I have said to you, I will say the same thing in a different way until you understand what it is I am saying. And what I am telling you is reality. It is truth. And all the time that you have created, your ego you have created, will constantly push you back. There is no back, there is only one. But within your time created illusion, it will push you back constantly for fear of loss of control, for fear of loss of self, when in reality this is not self. It is what you have created. It is what you have created to understand self. To understand what you are, which, again, I will say again, you are a pure form of energy created from Source. You are a part of Source, pure. And you will constantly become frustrated, become angry, become fearful. It is your ego. It is your ego working in the way you created it to work. And you can get beyond this self. Inquiry, self-meditation, self-work will take you beyond this. And it does take you beyond it. It is fear that will constantly pull you back within your time-created illusion. It is fear, and if your ego, your mind, has no fear, it will create fear. It will create fear because this is what you designed it to do. You designed it to challenge yourself, to force you to a position of understanding self. This is what it does. It does exactly what you designed it to do. But there will come a point, a position where you no longer recognize the necessity for ego. This is the point you are attempting to achieve, the position upon the sphere. And all and everything occurs within a single moment, and this is very difficult for you to understand, because you are trying to apply your ego's logic or linear thought process. It's very difficult for you to understand one moment. You are indeed 1 foot in and 1 foot out constantly. And to experience this is very difficult for you to do. When I say to you everything is correct for the moment it is in, it is absolutely correct for the moment it is in, which is one moment for all and everything. Because all is correct. All separated energy is on the same journey back to Source. And upon that journey, it is necessary to understand Self. Without understanding Self, then the journey would not be possible. Know what you are. Know Self. Because all are the same. I say to you, all can change one, and one can change all. It is because you are one. All is one. It is the same thing. This is very difficult for you to understand when you view your world, your tiny world. You view 8 billion. You view many countries, many separated countries through politics, through economics, through religion. They are not separated. This is ego. This is mind separation. They are one, the same as you. There is no separation. This is another illusion you have created. You have many tools to conquer this illusion. Many. You have many what you would term gifts. They are not gifts. They are natural. You have many things within your armory to conquer this journey you have chosen. Many things you are not aware of. But on a very basic level, the most powerful energy you have, the most powerful tool, is faith and imagination. And you must apply this in a positive way, positive thinking. These are the tools you can recognize. You have many more. You cannot even understand how tiny, how small your world is. Your ego, your mind needs you to believe that it is all there is, when in reality it is not. It is not reality. Ego, mind is not reality. Reality is all and everything. It is source. It is one. It is love. What are we? Well, there is little reason for us to explain in detail our world. We create as you create within a single moment. The difference between us and you is your illusion. You are not aware you do this. You are not consciously aware of this. We are aware of it. So, what is the difference? There is no difference in reality. But the difference in the words you would use are awareness, knowing. Knowing this is the difference, knowing what you are, and knowing how to be aware of this. This is the only difference, if there was a difference. Awareness is all. Knowing is all. Knowing self is all and everything. By knowing self, you will know all. You must continue with your frustrations, with your angers, with your fears, because ultimately it will force you to a point, a position, and the more effort you put into this, the easier it will become. It is becoming. You are. Remember that your fears are the creation of your ego, of your mind. You only have to remember, and through experience, you will remember. You do not have to learn. You have to remember. Because all of the questions you ask, the answers lie already within you. So, all you have to do is remember.